Hey everyone, welcome to The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly and I am so excited to bring to you these awesome new bite-sized series episodes called Morning Minute Mindset. Morning Minute Mindset is all about bringing you something to chew on, something good and positive to use. It might be a tool or technique. It might be something that you actually do, like movement to re-engage your energy. But all of this is in service to creating an amazing lifestyle because I want you to live a life that you love. And so that's what we're here. We're here to learn about how to bring up the vibrations in this world, starting with us. We're here to learn about how to serve at a higher potential, at a higher productivity. We're here to bring great energy everywhere we go, and we're here to process the hard, difficult, challenging, toxic energies that we encounter every day. There's no doubt about that. We all go through difficulties throughout our day. We hear things that just don't sit with us well, and we have to be able to process those through. And some of the most important things to do is to activate your body. So in today's episode of The Morning Minute Mindset, I'm going to share with you a way to activate different parts of your body. Hopefully you just have one, but for all of you listening, everyone's bodies, activating your body so that you can start moving energy through and you can create this really rich vibrancy that just flows through you throughout the day. And the coolest thing about this is you don't have to do it once. Do it as many times as you need. And I'm going to share, this is just one little example, one little bite-size example of some energy techniques that you can use to activate your physiological well-being. And just so you know, I coach on this. Like, I coach on improving your lifestyle through productivity and physiological well-being, through courage, through anything that you might be experiencing, overcoming your financial situation or creating a plan for that. Like, we are all here to work together. And I hope that you enjoy this episode because this is just a little snippet of what my coaching provides. Sorry if you can hear my dog in the background. The dogs are probably playing upstairs. It's about that time. Anyway, I'm so excited. Let's get to this. Okay, so there's three exercises that I'm going to have you do. The first is you're just going to sit on your hands, kind of like you might have done in like elementary school or middle school. I know I did this, and it didn't even occur to me that this was an exercise for energy, but it started to make sense to me. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I just naturally did this. But what happens is when you sit on your hands, you just start to connect these little acupressure points that engage energy and increase circulation. And so it's really such a brilliant and small thing to do. So what I want you to do, sit on your hands, your palms are going to be, facing the earth. And so the back of your hands are going to be right underneath your butt bones. And what I want you to do, you're kind of hunched over a little bit in this position. And so you're going to breathe through your nose. And as you breathe through your nose, it's almost like automatic that your whole spine starts to straighten up. And go as much as you can, because this is going to stretch your arms and it might stretch your shoulders and the top of your back. And so just stretch as much as you can, breathe as deeply as you can to what's comfortable for you. You might feel a little pull, and that's a good thing, but pull to what's comfortable. All right, so let's do this. You're going to breathe in through your nose as you raise up. And out through your mouth. You're going to breathe out through your mouth. That one wasn't as clean, was it? But let's do it again. Okay, on this one, I want you to smile. Smile as you breathe in. Are you smiling? You better be smiling. If we were together, you would be smiling, I promise you. So I hope you can hear how big my smile is right now. So let's breathe in and let's breathe out and do a good smile. All right, two more times. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Are you ready for the next one? Take your hands and cup them as if you're receiving water, but then put them facing each other, parallel to each other. And then what I want you to do is take your cupped hands and go down to your ankle. And if you can reach down to your ankle, that's perfect. If you can't, start as low on your leg as you possibly can. Okay. And what you're going to do is just cup and tap. And you can probably hear me doing this. I hope you can, because I'm trying to make it loud enough so that you can kind of pick up what I'm doing. But you want to just cup all the way up the sides of your legs, all the way to the back of your butt and your hip. Oh man, that feels so good. Awesome. Okay, let's switch to the other side. It's really important to breathe while you do this. And if there's a spot where you're like, ooh, that feels good to be right there, right? It might be a little bit tender or sore. Stay there. Stay there and give yourself a few breaths in that spot. And then if you've gone through both legs, go back to the original leg, the first leg, and do it again. If you didn't switch legs, time to switch legs. All right. Oh, isn't that nice? All right, take your hands to the front, right where between your hips, and just pat. Oh my goodness. Awesome. I love that. Okay, now, the next one I want you to do is find your collarbone and then go under where you feel in between some of those top ribs, okay? Your chest. And there should be like a soft spot. And when you massage it, most people feel pretty tender right here. Okay. And if you don't, that's fine. But this is where I want you to just massage right into that point, breathing in and breathing out. And these are all acupressure practices that you can do to start increasing circulation, waking up some organs, moving, toxic buildup through your lymphatic nodes. Something that's really interesting that I just learned is that your heart has a valve that pumps blood through it, right? But your lymph nodes don't have anything that pumps them clean and pumps all of the buildup through them. And the only way to clear this is through either tapping those points or massaging them. So it's really important to activate your lymphatic system by massaging or tapping those spots on your body. And so I'm going to take you through some of these points, but this one is really good. Okay, now what I want you to do is bring your hands into prayer. Now I want you, let's bring the energy down and let's center ourselves. If your posture is tense in any way, just relax those spots. Relax behind the shoulders. Relax the lower back. Let your hips sink in. Rest your scalp. You might be holding tension in your scalp. Rest your ears. You might be holding your ears up. Now I just want you to breathe normally. I want you to think about what good things can happen today for you. How you're going to go and impact the world. How you're going to go and greet somebody with love and tenderness and appreciation and be in tune with their energy and match them and empathize with their energy. And try to bring them up even more. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Life You Love. This is the first of many morning minute mindsets. And I can't wait for you to join me on the next episode. And I just love you and appreciate you so much. And I'm sending great prayers, thoughts, and healing to you, your family, and anyone else in your life who needs it right now. I just am here for goodness and love and appreciation. And I hope that you spread this as well. And this moment was meant for that. So I hope you received it, and please pass it along as we, you know, go through these difficult times together as a world and as neighbors and neighbors across seas from each other. But, you know, our hearts are still bonded and our hearts are still together. And we all know this because we all feel for each other. So, all right, everyone, you go enjoy this beautiful day. I cannot wait for you to join me on the next episode of The Life You Love. Go create a great life for yourself. Check me out on Instagram, Kimberly_Tackett, and my website, Kimberly-Tackett, to learn more about the services that I provide through my coaching, high performance coaching, and physiological well-being and energy abundance. These are all things that I specialize in, and I can't wait for you to join me there. All right, everyone, have a loving, peaceful day. I'll catch you next time on The Life You Love.